Harry counts the walls. Knows he tires easily. Johnny thinks the world would be right if he could buy the truth from him. Harry says he changes his mind.
Helps you recover from injury and stress, and it may even mean more smiles throughout the day. To get more information, log on to crs.umd/Maryland Adventure Program. Hashtag stay active. I can tie knots in a cherry stem. I can tell you about Leif Erickson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American.
Good evening. You're listening to WMUC Radio News' weekly roundup for February 9th, 2026 on WMUC-FM. I'm Danny Chungafung. Tonight we'll hear about rumors of immigration officials on campus, dive into a Christian influencer's visit, and more. But first, according to a news release from Maryland Governor Wes Moore's office, President Donald Trump has uninvited Moore from the National Governors Association bipartisan dinner. In the release, Moore said that it's hard not to view this event as another example of blatant disrespect and goes against the spirit of bipartisan partnerships between state and federal officials. Moore also addressed the fact that he is the nation's only black governor and said that his exclusion can't be ignored, whether intentional or not. Additionally, on Friday, Trump announced that the entire conference events will only include Republican governors. The National Governors Association has been a decades-long tradition of bringing all 50 governors together to discuss bipartisan solutions to national issues, including education, energy, and other topics. This year's conference is set to take place between February 19th and 21st. The University of Maryland Police Department has released a statement addressing rumors that Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents were on campus. According to videos on social media and a Reddit post, some students believed Immigration and Customs Enforcement had been seen near campus buildings less than a week ago, sparking concerns among the student body. UMPD spokesperson Lieutenant Roseanne Hoas said in a statement on Thursday that the speculation rose from misidentifying Maryland State Police officers in unmarked black SUVs outside of A. James Clark Hall. The officers were on campus for a guest speaker. UMPD also confirmed in a statement ICE was not conducting any activity on campus and that the department doesn't enforce federal immigration laws. The statement from UMPD encourages students to report any federal agent seen on campus grounds. In other campus news, one Christian influencer made waves when he visited the University of Maryland on Wednesday for a Q&A. WMUC News' Alicia Colgrove has more.
Pastor Cliff Konecly has over 150,000 followers across TikTok and Instagram, and amassed a line that stretched across the first floor of Stamp Student Union as hundreds lined up to hear him.
We got here at 45 minutes? Yeah.
That was sophomore public policy major Carolyn O'Rourke, who said she'd seen Cliff's videos for years. Community member Tommy Legg camped out even longer.
We've been waiting for like an hour. How long, what time did we get here?
Three, so
like an hour and a half.
Many attendees were excited to hear Cliff speak in person after watching his debates online, like community member and Christian music artist Ryan DeLude.
I'm here to hear Cliff. I've watched all his videos. He's brought me closer to God hearing his debates, and I feel like I have a calling to evangelize in a sense, and I'm basically just trying to peep ball knowledge because he got it.
But not all in attendance were believers. Others came in search of debate. One attendee asked,
"Do you believe in all good, all powerful, all knowing God exists?"
Another attendee, Layla Orhan, has been looking into Catholicism, but her concerns about the LGBTQ+ community and Christianity held her back.
Some of my closest friends, the people I care about, are gay and or part of the LGBT community in some way, and I obviously don't want them to go to hell or be hurt in any way.
She said Cliff's response felt a lot like what she's heard before. Here's what he said.
I just want to tell you, I love this guy, and this guy, and this guy, and this woman, and this guy. It doesn't mean I'm going to have sex with them. I know you guys are very disappointed.
The Q&A was hosted by UMD Kairos Christian Fellowship, a group led and populated by students. Kairos president Kyle Pumphrey said they invited Cliff to get people talking about their faith and spirituality.
He's just very passionate for like Jesus and like sharing the gospel and things like that. So we really wanted to invite him out and just get people talking about like their faith and spirituality.
For WMUC News, I'm Alicia Colgrove.
Thanks, Alicia. Now it's time for the Terp Sports Recap. The number one ranked men's lacrosse team opened up its season with a 19-10 win over Loyola Maryland on Saturday. The Terps, who came up short in the national championship against Cornell last season, began their 2026 national title hopeful season with a dominant effort over their in-state rivals. Yale transfer Leo Johnson proved why Maryland worked so hard to land him in the transfer portal, as a graduate student potted 5 goals in his Terp debut. UMD travels to Syracuse to take on the team it beat in the semifinals last season on Friday. The number 7th-ranked women's lacrosse team also opened up the 2026 season with a win, traveling up north to Syracuse and beating the number 13th-ranked Orange 9-5. The Terps, also in the mix for a 2026 title, relied on junior Lauren LaPointe. LaPointe tied her career high with 5 goals against the Orange, powering the Terps to their season-opening win over a top 25 team. UMD gets another tough test this weekend when it hosts number 10 Virginia on Saturday. The men's basketball team finally got back into the win column last week, knocking off Minnesota 67-62 in Minneapolis. Graduate student Diggy Coit put the Terps on his back, tallying 29 points, including a late three-pointer to put the game out of reach for the Golden Gophers and secure the Maryland win. Despite ending the 4-game losing streak, Maryland still sits 14th in the Big Ten with a 2-10 record in conference play. Maryland looks to earn its 3rd Big Ten win when it hosts Iowa on Wednesday. The number 22-ranked women's basketball team picked up its 2nd straight win, beating Nebraska 78-60 on the road Saturday. The Terps, decked out in their all-pink uniforms, UMD put together a true team effort against the Cornhuskers. 9 different Terps scored points in Lincoln, with 4 players breaking into double-digit scoring. Maryland, now starting to string together wins again, will look to keep the streak going against Penn State on Thursday. That concludes the Terp Sports Roundup, and that's it for your weekly roundup. I'm Danny Chungafung. You're listening to WMUC 90.5, where college radio is good radio. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WMUC Radio News and like us on Facebook. This show was directed by Elizabeth Polo, produced by Alex Taylor, Alicia Colgrove, Ryan J. Ross, Emma Levine, and our senior producer, Rianne Evans. Contributors to this week's show include Rianne Evans, Ryan J. Ross, Alicia Colgrove, and our lead sports writer, Andy Parr.
I'll meet ya. I'll get you. Oh, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me. You and all your expectations. I don't even want your congratulations. I recognize your false confidence and calculated promises all in your conversation. I hate people that feel entitled. Look at me crazy cause I ain't invite you. Oh, you important, you the moral to the story. You endorsing motherfucker, I don't even like you. Corrupt a man's heart with a gift. That's how you find out who you're dealing with. A smart percentage you I'm building with. I want the credit if I'm losing or I'm winning. Oh, my mama, that's the realest shit.
Love, let's talk about love.
Hello, it is 5:30 and you're listening to WMUC-FM College Park Radio. That was All the Stars by Kendrick Lamar and SZA. I'm WMUC news producer Carrie Ann, and I am here to drop the latest on all things pop culture. So this week, I'll be giving you coverage on the 60th annual Super Bowl, including all the festivities both on and off that field. And of course, we've got some great music in store for you. But first, I'm going to cover some touchdowns from last night. Or, better said, lack thereof. So, last night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, the NFL's biggest game of the year aired to conclude the football season. The Seattle Seahawks competed against the New England Patriots. The game started, arguably, extremely slow, with zero touchdowns by halftime and only 9 points scored by the Seahawks. So you could say some people, both in front of their TVs and on or around the field, were probably a little bit disappointed. As for the halftime show entertainment, I would argue quite the opposite. Bad Bunny was the main performer, alongside guests Lady Gaga and Ricky Martin. Aside from the three, Bad Bunny had many other celebrities on stage with him, such as Pedro Pascal and Cardi B. While Bad Bunny had an upbeat set list of Spanish songs, his performance created more controversy than the average halftime show performance. This could be speculated that he was only singing in Spanish, and there were many people in the crowd that were not a fan of that. That didn't, however, stop his performance from being extremely high energy, and it even included a wedding being officiated. So since I have no guest with me here today, I'm just going to be answering my own questions in a sense. Which I do not mind at all, because I was able to watch the Super Bowl last night, and I enjoyed my time. Maybe that's because I got a free meal out of it from my friends that ordered some food for the game, But it was still a lot of fun to see the final game unravel. I definitely enjoyed the commercials, which we'll be talking about in the second half of the show. And I definitely enjoyed the halftime show, despite it getting some controversy. I thought that it was very upbeat. It was fun. I think it was very well done. I don't typically watch the Super Bowl every year, even though I did this year. But I tend to watch either the halftime show while it's airing or after the fact, just to see what the artist was able to come up with. I think it's most often, while it's a musical performance, it's very much a creative performance to see what they can come up with, what kind of set they have, what kind of background dancers they choose to include. I think it's very entertaining. And Bad Bunny last night definitely included a lot of different creative and artistic factors, with the wedding being officiated right in the middle of it. He had dozens upon dozens of dancers. There was like a grass, I think it was a sugarcane field that he began walking through. And then there was a house that was part of the set. And I was a really big fan. That was definitely a nice way to kind of up the energy after a slow first half of the Super Bowl, because it did start turning around a little bit. It did get more exciting by the second half. But personally, I was kind of bored by then. I'd already been watching for about an hour and a half. So I stayed tuned. I didn't fall asleep until after the game, but I was definitely most tuned in the first half. But that is enough about the halftime show. Let's take a quick little music break, and we're only getting started here. But right now we have Save Your Tears by the 2021 halftime show performer, The Weeknd.
So happy when I'm not with you, but then you saw
All right. Again, that was Save Your Tears by The Weeknd and Ariana Grande. Now, back to our regularly scheduled program. Now, some people's only reason for turning on the TV on Super Bowl Sunday is to judge each commercial, probably even more than they're judging each athlete on that field. Because of this, most viewers don't tend to stray away from the TV for the entire 3 or more hours. I know that everyone I was watching with, I don't think we stood up to grab a drink or go to the bathroom the entire time. These commercials are typically a bit longer than average, definitely more entertaining in my opinion, and they're filled with familiar faces. Freshman journalism major Mia Dubin's favorite commercial was Dunkin' Donuts. Quote, I personally love the point to my favorite show, Friends, with Matt LeBlanc's cameo, end quote. I thought this was a really fun commercial as well. They had some characters from Good Will Hunting, Seinfeld, Friends, and I think a lot of the commercials were filled with those familiar faces, which is what makes it a fun watch. But back to the game for a little bit. The final score last evening was 29-13, and the Seahawks have been officially named the reigning champs. As for the MVP, Kenneth Walker III earned that title. The running back rushed for 135 yards on 27 carries during the game, which were the most by a player in a Super Bowl since 1997. Freshman computer science major Cooper Hurley shared that, quote, I was asking myself that whole game, who are they going to make MVP? It was definitely a toss-up. My personal hope was Jason Myers, but I'm still happy with Walker, end quote. And now, I am not personally a huge fan of either team that competed last night, but it's still a ton of fun just to get together and watch. And I found out that after the fact of Walker being announced MVP, this was one of the only games that his father attended, so I'm sure that title made it even more special for him. I think that was really awesome. MVP of the Super Bowl is not something that I knew much about until about a week ago, but I do think it's something really cool to try to figure out who it's going to be during the game, which, again, I don't have enough knowledge of football to really, really be able to judge who it may be. But the people that I was watching the game with definitely did, and I grew to understand why they were placing bets on certain players other than others. But it definitely adds some fun to the game. I think it's 3 hours or more of packed entertainment, which, I mean, quite frankly, of course, that's why so many people are turning on their TV rather than just any other regular football game. And that's really nice, in my opinion. So we have a quick music break again. If you haven't noticed already, every song that I have for us today is from some halftime show performer. This one, we're throwing it back to 2024, and we're going to take a quick listen to Yeah by Usher.
Get a little VI, keep it down on the low key. She know how it feels. I saw the shorty, she was checking up on me. From the game, she was spitting in my ear. You would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to blow.
irony. But that just ain't me. Hey! Cause I know if I take that chance, she's where's it gonna lead? But what I do is the way she dance, make sure I'm right for me. The way she in love, I'm like, yeah, just work that out for me. She asked for one more dance, and I'm like, yeah, how the hell am I supposed to lead? And I say,
in the club looking so conspicuous and wild. These women all on the prowl. If you hold the head steady, I'ma melt the cow. And forget about game, I'ma spit the truth. I won't stop till I get them in their birthday suits. So give me the rhythm and it'll be off with their clothes. Then bend over to the front and touch your toes. I left the Jag and I took the rolls. If they ain't cutting, then I put them on foot patrol. How you like me now when my pinkies valued over 300,000? Let's drink, you the one to please. Ludacris filled cups like double D. Me and Ursh, what's more when we leaves them dead? We want a lady in the street, but a freak in a bed that say, Lil Jon got the beat to make your booty go.
Now, I totally would have shared some songs by Bad Bunny today because, of course, he was this year's halftime performer. However, we listened to some Bad Bunny last week because he did win Album of the Year at the Grammys. So we were super focused on him last week, and I didn't want to pull out too many of his songs this week as well. So I decided to throw it back into history a little bit and look into some older halftime shows. And now I don't have a pop quiz question for today because, like I said, normally I get to do my show with a little guest and my guest or guests would be the one to answer that fun question. However, there's no one here to answer it. So I just have a fun fact that, again, I found out very recently. So each year at the Super Bowl, the ball is crafted by hand at the Wilson Football Factory in Ohio, and each team competing is given 108 footballs. I thought that was really cool because never would I expect the football to be handcrafted, but I guess that just proves that absolutely every part of the show is an art. So I had a lot to say about the Super Bowl today, and if football isn't your forte and you don't like to analyze random commercials, whether they're advertising Dunkin' or Svedka or the Jewish community, there's a wide range last night. I hope you've at least been getting involved in the Winter Olympics, which just started 3 days ago. I don't have too much to say about the Olympics yet because they will be going on for the next about week and a half or more. So next week's show will definitely include more about the Olympics, but I will say that currently Norway has received the most gold medals at 3. I'm sure they'll be getting a lot more. And Norway as a country has received the most Olympic medals in history with that number just over 400. But right now, Italy has the most medals, totaling 9. So over the course of this week, we'll see how the rest of the Winter Olympics go, and I'm excited to be able to talk about them more next week. I personally really enjoy the Winter Olympics more than the Summer Olympics, just because I'm a really big fan of watching figure skating and a lot of the other snowy sports that they otherwise would not get to do in the summer. And it's a little bit of a shorter show, but that is all I have for you all today. Thank you so much for sticking with me. I am Carrie. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And of course, tune in to WMUC News every Monday at 5 p.m. and Drop the Pop at 5:30 p.m. on 90.5 FM, or just visit WMUCFM at wmuc.umd.edu. I'm going to be leaving you today with Just the Way You Are by Bruno Mars. Until then, I hope you enjoy your Monday night and the rest of your very cold week. This has been Drop the Pop.
Can we go? We ride. Rockefellers. We fly higher than weather, and G5s are better. You know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there.
I'm looking at a full flush in my hand. Know you on the way to all the fans. Say you can be more than me. Let me know your plans. Sitting on the phone while everybody's calling someone.